And good morning. Welcome to today's Pride Report here on 97.5 FM, Double K Country. The Pride Report brought to you every other Wednesday morning just after ABC News at 8 a.m. by Nevada Regional Medical Center. Chance to find out some of the things that are happening there. And as always, to help us out with that is Jennifer Eaton from NRMC. Tell us about our guest today.
Yeah, good morning, Mike. Hi. I brought Jason McCormick back with me. We're going to still talk about hospital district and how that's going.
All right. So Interim CEO Jason McCormick joining us today. Jason, good to see you. Appreciate coming in.
It's always good to see you, Mike.
All right. So just a couple of weeks away for the hospital district on the ballot. Again, do want to do a disclaimer here, providing information today. It's not a yes or no situation here, just providing information just to keep us legal. But a couple of weeks away from the election on the ballot measure. So how do you think things are going at this point?
You know, Mike, I'm seeing that there's a lot of misinformation out there in the community and hoping that over the next 2 weeks that we can really clear that up and people can make decisions based upon the facts.
Well, I know that you've been out and about. I think you of the board was out in some of the county towns this would have been a week ago by the time this airs, but trying to get out to the county as well.
Exactly. We've had several community meetings throughout the county, and we'll conclude with some here back in the city of Nevada.
All right, so you talked about some of the things that you're concerned about as far as misinformation. What do you want to try to clear up?
Well, I think the biggest one that's out there is the topic of tax in the ballot measure. Everybody sees that and it says tax, and they jump to the conclusion that if this passes, that there's automatically going to be a $1 levy on tax. And I think that's the biggest issue that is not correct. The ballot measure, if passed, will create a new government entity called a hospital district. But the ballot measure doesn't levy the tax. It places a cap on a tax that the hospital district could levy.
All right. So, I've heard discussion on this myself in our offices or whatever, people coming and going. So it's not an automatic, the community wouldn't see an automatic $1 tax if the measure passes. Is that correct?
That is correct. Very much so.
All right. So how does a tax come into play?
So in order for there to be a tax, the community would have to elect 6 members to the board, and those board members, in August, will meet and certify the tax levy, and they're the ones that will decide what the tax would be. But I really don't see this community electing 6 board members that will levy a full tax. We're just a very conservative community here, farm community and such, and I don't see that happening. All hospital districts in Missouri have a maximum tax, and I very seldom see, those hospital districts levying a full tax. So I hope the community will seek to understand the reasons for the hospital district and understand that their pocketbook is protected by the people they elect to the hospital board.
So do you see a need for a tax, and for how long?
So the hospital district will need funds to purchase insurance and to hire lawyers to negotiate the change of ownership. So there's some money that they'll need to do that. It would be foolish for the hospital district to have no money on the day they accept ownership of the hospital. So it would be wise for them to accumulate for a year some monies to be able to receive that ownership. I've said in previous meetings, it would be wise for them to levy a tax not greater than 50 cents, but there are other ways. We could try to seek for a grant, or we could try to borrow some funds to pay off some of the debts that NRMC has, so that when it comes over, it has money in the bank already. So I don't see a need for a tax after the change of ownership until the board, that new hospital district board, decides what it wants to do with the buildings.
So will the hospital need property tax money to subsidize the organization after the change of ownership?
No, I don't foresee a need for a subsidy after the change in ownership. The turnaround has gone very well, just to give a little bit of clarity there. So last year, fiscal year 2025, from July of 2024 to June of 2025, we hit the bottom of the crisis. We are reporting a net income of $558, but the operating loss was about $5 million. We invested a lot in the turnaround, and so that's expense, and it drove the negative operating performance. But that was covered, that loss was covered by the ERC funds, $5.2 million and another $1 million from the sales tax. As we get into 2026, we've seen a drastic difference. We're anticipating about a $3 million net income due to operations, no extraordinary program, such as an ERC fund coming this year. So in reality, we've experienced an $8 million change in financial performance from one year to the next. That's how successful that the turnaround program has been for us. So we received the ERC funds, we've repaid BAM and the loan that they provided us, and we now have about 20 days cash on hand. If we address the aging condition of the building over the next few years, the hospital has a very bright future ahead of it.
All right, so just to kind of put a bow on this, as you are a couple of weeks away to see what happens, what are some of the final words you want to pass out there?
So I hope people will see past the misinformation that's being circulated out there and focus on what's really important. And to me, what I see in this is the change of ownership. It's moving it from the city to the hospital district so both the city and the hospital can move forward successfully independently. There is a way to minimize and even avoid a tax in the future. I've seen a lot of bright ideas coming out of folks, and that tells me that there are some incredible people out there that could be on a board to keep the tax low and come up with ways to avoid tax. And I just want to emphasize, in the state of Missouri, there are 35 hospital districts, rural hospital districts, and there's only 6 city hospitals. That says a lot about what is the best form of ownership for rural hospitals. So my concluding words are, get out and vote. It's your community, it's your hospital, it's your health, and it's your tax dollars.
All right. Appreciate the info. Thanks for all the hard work, and see what happens in a couple weeks.
Thank you.
All right. That's Jason McCormick. We'll go back to Jennifer Eaton because she's got something that's a little bit more fun to talk about, probably.
Absolutely. We are in the midst of preparing and getting teams signed up. I've already had several come in for the 23rd annual Foundation Golf Classic coming up on Friday, May 8th. That is out at the Frankie Peters Municipal Golf Course. Mm-hmm. Shotgun start at 9 a.m. We went back to that. I believe last year was our first year back at that. That's what all of our golfers prefer. Mm-hmm. Hurry up and get out there. They have a great day of golf.
Get back for lunch.
Yes, get back for lunch. A great day of golf. Everybody has a lot of fun. This is one of the best days that we have in May is to get out on the golf course and raise some money as well. But a good day. So Friday, May 8th.
Not to put you on the spot, but the funds raised are obviously used by the foundation to help with the hospital. So what are some of the things that, you don't have to be specific, but what do they try to do with that money?
Yeah, so just within the past year, they have funded close to $100,000 in projects for the hospital. We assisted in purchasing a new sterilizer for the hospital, about $65,000 in that. We've continued to make upgrades and enhancements to our behavioral health unit for the safety of not only the patients, but our staff as well, for some door locks and enclosures and things like that. So we are always looking for ways to help and support in any way we can.
All right, very good. Appreciate it. And I know we're going to hear more about it over the next month or so. And by the way, registration forms are out and available. Now you got them on. You want to tell people how to get them online?
Yes. So they can go to nrmchealth.com/golf. There's a downloadable printable form there. We'll have printed copies available at the hospital. We'll have some here at the radio station out and about.
All right. Very good. All right. Look forward to talking more about it. Look forward to the date. And we're happy to be the media sponsor for that. So we'll be talking more about that as time goes on. So Jennifer, Jason, appreciate the time as always. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you.
That is today's NRMC Pride Report brought to you by Nevada Regional Medical Center. We'll come back 2 weeks from today. Have another edition just after ABC News at 8 a.m. Until then, I'm Mike Harbit. Thanks for joining us.